Is that what she said? What did she say when you started crying?
I was like, I love you. It's that third. I told her, because I had every intention on finessing her. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, basically, just using her for cheeks type shit. But then it's like, whole time.
Charming.
I actually fuck with her.
That's what. Tonight.
All right. Also, we have a special guest back for the second time. She was with us on the coveted episode of Smoke and Fire, where we were talking about a lot of egregious stuff and giving our opinions on parenthood. Whitney.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I was choking on chicken
wings. Oh. Oh, man.
That's the intro. That's the intro. All right.
Start recording. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you for joining us, everybody, on a new episode of the Nervously Rock Jays. I'm your host, LK the God, the Deity, the Mogul, the Shogun, and in 2018. I am here with the faded member and confidant of the Fire Squad Army, B Mac. His team's playing right now. They're looking really good this season.
For one game. Yeah. Not going so good right now, but, you know, that's typical. Yeah. I was going to win some Falcon shit today, yeah. But nah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I was, you know, fucking.
All right. I mean, hey, man, you know. Better than the Commanders at this point.
I mean, that, nah, they.
If they play today, they probably play later. I didn't see them on the sleep.
Yeah, they almost lost to the fucking Cardinals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who the fuck was the Joshua Dobbs?
Yeah, Josh Dobbs. I have a joke for Josh Dobbs, but I'm not going to say it. But he does like Charlie
Brown Weaver.
Bro. But,
yeah, alopecia or something.
I don't want to go there.
Oh, we shan't.
I shan't. Yeah. We should not. Is that jump?
Yeah, that fucking jump is in the way.
Jump. Boom. The string.
Oh, the jump.
So, three, two, one. So, here's how we're going to start. We have a lot of topics today, as I'm looking at them. Off rip, let's start with some announcements. One Piece live action has gotten renewed for season 2. And Oda himself has announced that Chopper is coming.
And it'll be interesting. His words, not mine. Yeah. Interesting, not the word I would use, but yeah, that nigga's coming.
Yeah.
In some form.
And what I'm the most apprehensive about, which I'm sure everybody else is how it's going to look or what they're going to do. You know what I'm saying? Especially, like we said before, most of the rest of the Straw Hat cast is like monsters and not even like human creatures and stuff like that, right? No. So I'm like, what are we going to do here, B-Mac?
I think CGI, best way to do it. Don't get a little nigga and stuff him in a suit. Just, you got it because it's a sign of things to come. Like, like Brooke, Jinbei,
shit.
Yeah, like it's Frankie, it's CGI, it's going to have to be CGI. We get Nico, Rob, and her double fruit. Like, shit been easy so far.
Yeah, oh shit.
And it's about to get real CGI-y, and I think it's going to end up Netflix, they spend money, but they don't like to spend money. Mm-hmm. And I could see them, I could see the show not lasting all, no more than about 3 more seasons once they really get had to dig into their pockets to get this shit going.
Yeah.
Because it's easy in the beginning before you get to the freaks of the mm-hmm. roster, but yeah, Chopper's going to have to be full CGI. I don't know how much that shit costs.
I don't know.
But he going to be, I think he going to end up being the first. Unless they got some creative fucking 1980s Yoda shit, mm-hmm. like a little mechanical jump with that. You know, Chopper be fighting though, so I don't know.
Yeah.
They gonna have to do some CGI for him.
Yeah, they gonna do some, they definitely gonna do some CGI. with the Rocket Raccoon thing, it was like a little bit of practicality, a lot of CGI.
Yeah.
So that's basically what he gonna start doing. But season 2 is coming. You niggas hated on it. You niggas had problems with it. Guess what? It's back. It's coming back. Oda said, fuck you. Go shove a devil fruit up your ass. Now for the anime. Today's episode, the fight's over, everybody. The fight is finally over.
Oh, the punch that took 3 weeks to land, he hit the nigga.
He finally did it. He's finally fallen.
Nigga Kaido been fighting for 10 days and nights. Luffy done got the rest and shit, and you know Kaido lost. Golf clap.
Hey, like for real.
Can we leave Wano now? Like it's just...
we've been in Wano so long that niggas forget that Luffy ain't even the first nigga to fight Kaido from the Straw Hats. No. Like in this whole arc, he fought Zoro, fucking 8 weeks ago. Like, it was a long time ago when he fought Zoro.
Fuck.
It was a long time ago when Zoro was on the top of the platform.
Yep. For Luffy, Zoro, for Momo for a second.
Yeah.
He fought his daughter.
Oh, yeah. Yep,
fought her. They had a one-on-one. This nigga Kaido has been running the gauntlet. I don't want to hear you niggas talking about Luffy stronger than Kaido. He not.
He was rumbling all day long. Since the arc started. Basically.
Since the arcs, this nigga has been fighting for 10 days and nights.
Like, and the thing I love about
One Piece. He even got a little fight with Big Mom for a second.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did rumble a little bit. When Luffy finally got up top. And that's when Big Mom fought. Big Mom went down to the lower level and fought Kid in Law. Yeah, and that fight took a while.
Yep.
Damn, I forgot what I was about to say.
My fault.
You good. Damn, I forgot what I was about to say. But the fight's over. The fight's finally over. Oh, yeah. The thing I was about to say was about One Piece is the politics behind it. Because in today's episode, they show, like, flashbacks and shit from what happened.
Oh.
And, in the land of Wano, since like Kaido and Orochi took over, and Orochi's a grade A asshole. We should do a list of the worst villains in One Piece because there are some horrible,
but like just villains. Baddest people,
just straight up just assholes, horrible villains, horrible people. Like they're horrible villains. I think Orochi's worse than Kaido for.
Oh yeah.
But
is he a bitch too? Yeah.
It showed how much he hated the Kozuki clan and what he did when motherfucker. It's akin to real life, even in this plane where, you know, terrorists take over a country and they fuck the whole country up. Everybody's homeless, starvation, no water. And if the only water you got is sewage water, guess what you going to drink?
You drinking that shit.
You don't got no choice.
Literally.
And these petty motherfuckers like Orochi was like, oh, these niggas are starved. And they gave him some fucking smile fruit. They gave everybody some fucking faulty smile fruit. So they can laugh their asses off while their family dies.
Shout out to Killer.
Shout out to Killer.
Fuck yeah.
Damn, I forgot.
That nigga asshole. Yeah, that's a list. That's a fucking list right there.
But, yeah, it just shows, like, what happens when somebody takes over a country. And for real, I hear people say, you know what I'm saying, Luffy this and that. He's a pirate. He's a bad person. He steals whatever. He liberates countries.
Right.
he will come to your country and save all y'all.
Yep.
So if he's a pirate, goddammit, he's a good pirate.
Like, I know it's been years in real time, but like, mm-hmm. he fought Doflamingo in universe time like 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And nigga liberated that whole fucking place. Like, yeah, you can't. He not. He's closer to his father than he is like a typical pirate.
Yeah.
Like, he's closer to a revolutionary the way
he's a revolutionary.
Yeah.
Pretty much a revolutionary. He's not even a
pirate. He's a revolutionary on a pirate ship.
Yeah, he's not even like a pirate for real. I can't even consider him. Right,
he's not. He has a pirate crew, but the nigga, he moves like a revolutionary.
Like, if he's a pirate, he's the type of pirate that don't steal, because usually pirates, they like steal
pillage and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, pillage your village.
Blackbeard is a fucking pirate.
He's pulling up and saving everybody.
Right.
Saving his tyrannical
regime. Yeah. And shit.
If you see a little kid getting fucked up, you punch a nigga in the face.
The only pirate shit that nigga ever did was Marine Ford. He was,
yeah.
In terms of law, he was in the wrong. The nigga,
straight up and down,
Ace was a criminal. He went there and declared war on the
fucking,
yeah, whatever.
The fucked up part about One Piece and its universe is the good people are bad.
Yeah.
The world government are bad.
Right.
They're horrible. Like, I can't find one redeeming fucking Marine.
That shit is a front, though, because the world government and the Marines, except for Garp and Sword and them niggas, they work for the Celestial Dragons.
Who are assholes.
Who are slave keepers and they
slave traders.
Niggas who were born a certain way but just want to stay at the top of the system and shit. Mm-hmm. They just work for them niggas for real. Like, that's it. Mm-hmm. And not even a real Marine or Navy, except for Sword. Them niggas, they different. They do what the fuck they want. But, yeah. There are no good people. And it's not. I mean, it's, like, it's some good people. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, as an organization, no, they're bad.
Yeah, everybody in this arc, I guess they had a lot of, Oda's an asshole. Here's why I explain it. He will run, I'm not gonna say run. He will make up for the fact of, what do we all want, right? We want, in our animes, we want good storytelling, we want world building, and we want character development. Now, he gives us so much information that he has no choice but to build a big-ass world, advance the characters to a certain point, do this and that, because it's so much information. I'm on to you, Oda. I'm on to you. Mm-hmm. I get it. I understand it. Now I understand why there's so many episodes of One Piece, because he's made the whole thing and made the whole world and built in like character development inside of it and all this other stuff. We get character development from niggas we don't even care about.
Right.
Like fucking Orochi, like Kazuki, what's the shawty name? She was with Orochi this whole fucking arc just playing the banjo.
Oh, the one talking about.
That whole time we kinda got some character development with her when she actually broke. Because she was just playing that motherfucker the whole time. Everything going down. I'm just playing. It's my job to play. And she just started to break down crying. So, yeah, man. Y'all got One Piece fucked up.
He do that shit on purpose, though. Like, you could tell the way he writes the manga itself. Like, he just got a bunch of shit in there that was like, okay, the anime niggas going to go wild. The creators, the anime, you know, team is going to go wild with this shit. Mm-hmm. I just got this little 2 seconds in there, but they going to do... make this shit the whole fucking episode. For better or for worse. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I see his methods. Yeah. That's why the fucking anime is the same amount of episodes as there are chapters.
Yeah.
Even right now, earlier in this Egghead Island arc, in the manga, he been doing a cover story that was his own separate art. It's been like one image for like, I think it was like 20 straight weeks. There was a whole arc. And it's like the anime, when they get to that shit, because it was the Vince Smokes, Germa.
Yeah.
The cover story of all of those Egghead Island chapters was them breaking up back in the whole Cake Island, fighting Katakuri and rescuing Caesar Clown. I forgot how he even got the fuck back over there.
I don't know.
But yeah, that was a whole shit. Like, the anime gonna go crazy with that.
From where, though?
Huh?
Rescuing
He was back on whole Cake Island. Because, you know, they rescued him in Whole Cake Island, but at some point, Big Mom got him back. So they, Jerma went up there, everybody except Sanji.
Do you know how long ago motherfucking Caesar Clown was in the Straw Hats custody?
Forever.
Like, that was so long ago. I just remembered that, bruh. Like, oh my God.
Benji gave that nigga his heart back like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then he got captured again somehow. He was on there with Katakuri. Jerma fought Katakuri. They rescued Caesar Clown. Now he's on at the Jerma Kingdom. Him and the judge have been arguing. Because, you know, they used to be in Mads. They used to work with Vegapunk back in the day. Mm. So they've been reminiscing and shit. Them two are friends.
Are they from the coaching tree?
Yeah, from that coaching tree. So I guess it's relevant to what's going on right now. But, yeah, he do shit like that. Mm-hmm. And it just draws out. It's just extra content. Mm-hmm. Love it or hate it. But, yeah, nigga, he got a method to this shit.
And I think my theory is correct. Because on the One Piece rewatch, I got up to Impel Down. And I got to the episode where Luffy's fighting. He's fighting Magellan. And he activates Gear Second. And he gets poisoned, obviously. But I love the fact that I skipped the Skypiea arc, the Foxy arc, Alabasta arc, and you don't miss anything.
Mm-mm. I know Zoe is important. I skip Zoe every time.
Fuck. The mink shit.
The minks, yep.
What happened? I'm trying to remember what happened.
So between Whole Cake Island and then Wano, when they went to Zoe, between Dressrosa and Whole Cake Island, they went to Zoe. So I skipped. The only thing I seen was that Pedro and Carrot were a part of the crew. Yeah. Pedro eventually blows himself up. Carrot goes Sulong and all of that. Like, oh, that's all you miss. Minks are there. Luffy has Mink friends. Minks. Yeah, so you don't miss shit. Like, they're there now.
Damn, you could kill Zao? Damn.
You really shouldn't, because it's short as fuck. But that's why I skip it. Like, it's short.
I forgot why they even went to Zao.
So... Yeah, that's right, because they split up. Because, you know, Zoro and them, they weren't on Whole Cake Island at all. Because Sanji, when they got to Zao, Sanji got the news that he was going to marry Pudding and all of that shit.
Right.
So Zoro and them, it went ahead to Wano. They've been at Wano longer than anybody else. They went with, what's the samurai nigga?
Kinemon.
Yeah, Kinemon. Yeah.
He found his ass. I mean, his body.
Yeah.
No, they just... No, they didn't. They found his ass. Like, his leg, his bottom portion was sticking out of a dragon or some shit.
Yep. So, Kenny, Zoro, the Nico, Robin. Kinemon, the other nigga that Kinemon found, the vet guy.
Who was the nigga that, what's the nigga name who chopped off Orochi head?
Kaido chopped off his head.
No.
I'm about to say a lot of niggas cut off this nigga head.
Well, no, to finally kill. I don't even understand how he died.
I can't remember his name. I know you talking about. Yeah, he got burned and he got one of his heads.
I think the fire. Characters. I'm like, ooh, I forgot this nigga. Who is this nigga? I thought he was dead. I'm like, this nigga again. Okay.
What is that group called? The samurai.
The retainers. Well, they call them samurai retainers, but the...
What was the name of their fucking group? But yeah, because a couple of them died now.
Yeah, a couple of them niggas
Spoiler alert, yeah.
The gun nigga did, right? The nigga who had the guns, he wore a lipstick.
The one who dressed like a woman, he's dead, yeah.
Kiku got her arm chopped off. I don't know if she dead yet.
Three of them are dead, not including the traitor.
Who's the traitor?
I don't remember none of their names.
I don't know anybody's name.
One of them niggas is a traitor. I think he's a part of Orochi's. They might not have related. I think they got the same last. I can't remember. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One Piece.
All right. Moving on to this show, man. All right. So. Did you see the new episode of Bleach?
I did. No, I never missed that.
Did they mention.
With what?
Did they mention the how do I say it without saying it? what are we supposed to take away from this episode and the antagonist of it?
Oh, Giselle?
Yes.
Like they did last week.
Last week.
The
okay.
info, yeah, the inf, like the Japanese version that we got was different than the one that played in Japan.
Right.
So they mentioned that she smelled like a man. The yeah. actual version mentioned the word semen.
Yeah.
And, how she reeked of it and it flowing through her body, his body.
Yeah, I was looking for this. I'm like, did this yeah. happen? This episode or last episode?
Yep, anime's, one of the anime's first trans villains. Jeez. We didn't even call it trans back then. Like, we were just, you know, this is a long time ago.
Hey, man, pioneers, man! Yeah.
Yep.
That's
yeah.
right. Ain't the, hold on. Talk about. It's
not the first. Not the first, no.
It's not the first. Hell no, not the first. Y'all forgetting Haku. Well,
I mean... Haku was he looked like it.
Okay.
All right, he was in. All right, it's different with ninjas.
He's a what?
It's a boy.
Uh-huh.
All right, it's different.
No. What was you about to say?
He's a ninja, so that's a little bit different. He know he had feminine features, so he would use his ninja training to go undercover as a woman. He ain't identified as a woman, though. Ooh. Giselle is straight a man identifying as a woman.
What's the difference?
Haku was doing
moving
this.
On.
It was Haku's job. You know, deception was that nigga's job. Giselle was just a weird motherfucker. Not because he identifies as a woman. That's not the weird part. You gotta watch the episode. Giselle is just weird in general.
Moving on.
Yeah. But yeah, Giselle lost. Did you see the episode? Yep, Giselle lost. She got stabbed.
Yeah.
Her zombies became Mayuri zombies.
Mm-hmm.
She got stabbed off screen. All of this happened off screen.
Yeah, shout out to Mayuri though.
Yeah, that nigga's the truth.
Yeah,
he beat the nigga Hitsugaya mm-hmm. by getting hit by him.
Yeah.
He said, "Did you even know when I put the drug, when I injected the drugs into your system?"
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you cut me, nigga. And then your friend, the other zombies, they cut his zombies, and yeah, that shit was. I love watching that nigga fight. He loses most of his fights, but...
Who is... Mayuri?
Yeah, he fucking lost to Uryu way back. How the fuck did he lose to Uryu? But yeah, he loses his fights, but he wins.
He has not faded his weapons, though, which is kind of different in One Piece. I mean, damn, wrong show. Different in Bleach. He, like, modified it himself.
Yeah, because, you know, the Zanpakuto have souls, and he
mm-hmm.
modified the soul of his Zanpakuto,
mm-hmm.
which is...
I didn't like that touch that, you know, it was like the love nigga. Oh my God, he was a
man. Oh, yeah, my nigga.
He was like,
Pepe.
He was like, I can control your sword because the sword has a soul. And I'm like, that's a good touch.
It is.
That's
yeah.
a good point. Yeah. It does have a soul in it. But I'm glad they fucked that nigga up, though. He was a
man. Oh, yeah. Yeah, can't say fuck. Everybody fucked that nigga up. Yakuya. See my nigga Robert Accutray. You see the nigga with the gun, right? You see how he keep looking up at the sky? The nigga was sweating. He was fighting Byakuya, and he was like, I'm going to get chosen. And he keeps looking up at the sky. He real worried. He's sweating. Sign of things to come.
Mm-mm.
As you see, the second invasion's almost over. The only Stern Ritter that are left that didn't go up to the Royal Palace that Byakuya didn't beat. We got Lil Toto, the chewing one, the one who ate Pepe. Pepe's done. Baz B is around somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody we haven't seen fight, not one person, but we keep seeing him around. A nigga asking.
Which one is that?
Exactly.
Ah!
You'll see him again.
I'll be asking about asking.
Yeah, it's some weird shit going on. You really gonna be asking about that nigga when you get to that part. But yeah. Yep, it's like Bleach and Jujutsu Kaisen. Bleach is at the end of its little part of the arc. Jujutsu Kaisen is just starting. But they're kind of in a similar place.
Yeah.
Because, like, this is the episode before shit just goes down. Mm-hmm. Same thing with JJK this week. We're leading into something. And, shit is going down next week on both shows.
All right.
The invasion is over in Bleach. You see, there's no Stern Ritter left. Like, two niggas.
Yeah, they putting them down. They putting the Stern Ritters down. Yeah, I didn't, now come to think of it, there's only like two left.
Yeah, they haven't gotten their asses beat. Like, yeah, they two, well, three. Asking, Bass B, Giselle. Who was standing next to Giselle? It was the one with the pink hair, but she was getting controlled. She stole.
The one that killed the love dude.
That's what I mean. That's what I meant to say, Lil Toto.
Yeah, Toto. Yeah.
Yeah, it was her, Bass B, the fire nigga, and Byakuya beat the rest of them niggas. Yeah.
Yeah, shouts to Byakuya. He did a lot of work this episode.
But there's more stronger that you don't know about. But yeah.
Yeah. Moving on to JJK. Yep. This episode, the Culling Game. Not Culling Game.
Shibuya incident.
We'll get to Culling Game later. Shibuya incident. He fought the grasshopper, bro.
Niggas hated it. They said ghosting and shit. They said the animation was a little hard to see. But whatever. It was fine. He fought the grasshopper. Hands. That's Yuji's power, hands.
I'm sick of you, Nick. Keep going. I'm about to take off.
Yeah, you know, niggas. I mean, I complained about One Piece a couple episodes. So. Mm-hmm. That's different, though. I'm going to have a seizure watching One Piece.
You niggas don't know what you want from an anime. You want it to be beautiful. You want the story to make sense. But you're watching it on your cell phone. Like, come on, bro. Of course, it's not going to look the best when you have a 7-inch screen, if that.
And let these niggas cook. Just let them cook. Like,
just let them do what they got.
Yeah, it's not a sign. Like, we see it don't be a sign of things to come. Like, well, some animes, animation is fucking terrible. But we've seen JJK, it's not like that. Yeah. Let these niggas have a slip up. It's a tough ass job.
Yeah.
Let these niggas cook. They'll be back. Sometimes you gotta let the B team take over before some great shit happens, like next week.
I don't get it. All right, so when he fought it was a good episode, man. He fought a grasshopper.
Again, a prelude of things to come. Yeah. Next week, Gojo took his blindfold off. The niggas ready. Ready for what? You will see next week.
Ready to get sealed.
Ready to.
Yeah.
Sad times.
Hey, man, you know. All right. That's JJK. What else?
Marching out the zombies. Huh?
You said what?
Nothing.
There's been a lot of new games coming out. A lot of new games. You're welcome from the month of September. September's very own. Myself. You're welcome. This new video game that came out, they do what I like in new properties and stuff, not even in games, but like television and stuff too. Like, do a reboot. Let's do a reboot. Throw out everything you know. Let's start over. Let's start fresh. Take the story in a different direction. I do remember there was one Naruto arc. I think it was in Shippuden. They did like a what if arc.
I can't remember.
Was it Naruto? Yeah, it was Naruto. They did like a what if arc. It was like, what if Sasuke stayed in the village and all this other stuff. Like,
you know. That sounds familiar.
Yeah. I remember that. But Mortal Kombat, they took everything in a different direction.
Speaking of reboot,
the god himself, Fire God, well, the other one, not myself, restarted the universe. I have not purchased this game yet, but there is an expert in the room on everything Mortal Kombat, and he will let you know how he feels about it.
I bought that bitch early. It comes out on Tuesday.
Early access.
Yep, I beat the story last night.
Got that.
Watched all the cutscenes, watched the credits. So in 2 days, I just stayed on that shit, beat it, witnessed the whole story, the direction that they took everything. I'm not going to get too spoiler heavy because the game ain't come out yet. Not the general releases.
Oh, listen to that. Hey, listen to that.
General release is Tuesday. We got GR niggas.
Oh, he said the general release.
We got GR niggas.
For you, so, nigga.
Yeah. So, yeah.
For you broke-ass niggas all day. Hey, come on, I said on Tuesday. He said it.
Oh yeah, we're not gonna get too spoiler heavy, but okay. Like you said, Liu Kang restarted the universe. It's a soft reboot. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a spoiler in itself. Well, nah, you've seen the previews and shit. Mm-hmm. There's niggas from the last game other than Liu Kang, one nigga in particular. Be a soft reboot. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It was about 5 hours long, not too long. Fighting game story shouldn't be long as fuck.
Right.
Said that right. Yeah, they made some interesting choices. They call this it was presented to be a reboot, but once you finish, you get to the last chapter, chapter 15, mm-hmm. It's not Mortal Kombat 1, it's Mortal Kombat 12. And now the next game and story will be the real start of this new era. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of loose ends, let's just say that. Mm-hmm. I mean, but if you played the last game and the Aftermath DLC, you saw that it was two different endings. And a lot of niggas theorized that both endings actually happened. That's exactly what happened. And I'm going to just leave that right there. But they brought back all the characters everybody fucked with from years ago. Mm-hmm. We got all the ninjas back except Noob. But, you know, Noob is another person on the roster, so he doesn't need to, you know, come back.
Did they bring Rain back?
Yep. He's not a ninja anymore. He's a wizard. He has a scepter. And, here.
Okay.
All right. Yep. I mean, it's still cool. It ain't how it sounds. You know, the aesthetic is just different. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, he's still Rain. One thing I will say, like, it wasn't too much death. I mean, in the last arc that it was, but like, you know, Mortal Kombat always kills all meaningful characters. Only one person meaningful died in this story, and it's easy to guess who it is.
Oh, Johnny Cage.
No. Okay. That's a spoiler, all right? But the one person who's like presented that they're probably going to die is Dick.
Okay. We can probably guess who that is.
They did some interesting things with the characters, though. The nigga Ermac. Who we know is just he's a ninja, but in the inside, he's just a collection of souls.
Yeah,
He has an actual identity now, and I like how they did that. It made perfect sense.
Shouts to Ermac. That's the only character I could beat the game with when they had the game with a story mode. No, it was classic. It was a story mode or classic. You had to beat the game, and the final boss was like that dragon nigga.
Onaga,
yeah. And that's the only nigga I can beat him with, because he's like super easy combos to execute.
And he's one of the strongest niggas in the series, canonically. So, I mean, that makes sense.
Okay.
Character changes. Scorpion and Sub-Zero are now brothers. Scorpion's identity is the second Sub-Zero. You know, there's two Sub-Zeros. Scorpion is not Hanzo anymore. I thought I was going to hate it. I didn't. I loved it. It was great. Mm-hmm. Smoke is back. He's himself. He's not controlled by a demon or no shit like that. They didn't explain why Sub-Zero's brother has hellfire powers. They didn't explain that shit at all.
He just has them.
He just has them. Yeah, I guess. It's family secret. It proved this nigga Liu Kang did so much. Like, he wanted to be a benevolent god and shit. He didn't want to kill his enemies before they were born, mm-hmm. if that's even possible. He let them be born, but he just changed their destinies to turn them into weak niggas. None of the niggas stayed weak. I mean, he's kind of stupid. Like, he should have just did it, but whatever. I get a story 8 out of 10. I haven't gone online or really played, got into the mechanics and shit, but 8 out of 10 story. The ending got kind of wild. A lot of shit going on. There's a lot of people that you see in the game who are not characters in the game, but they have full move sets. I know Quan Chi and Ermac are DLC characters, but you fight them in the game. Like, they're fully in the game. Like, they're part of the story. Mm-hmm. I don't understand that. Nigga, Omni-Man comes out next week. Or no, the week after next, Omni-Man comes out, you know, from Invincible.
You get all that shit, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, team early.
So, I mean, you get the Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yep, I got that already. Yeah. Jean-Claude Van Damme, Johnny Cage. His voice is even different. It ain't even just the outfit. Mm-hmm. He talks different. He got his own fatality, too. Yeah. Johnny Cage, the only character right now with 3 fatalities. But, yeah. Oh, the cameo characters, they all got their own classic fatalities. You remember Cyrax? Yeah. Back in Mortal Kombat 3, the old games, he would put out all the bombs from his chest and then blow the world up.
Yeah.
They brought that back.
Okay.
Jax, classic Jax, he grows giant and then steps on you for some reason. They brought that back.
Yeah, that's classic,
though. Yeah. The classic Sub-Zero, he rips your head off. They brought that back.
Rip your head off, throw it at you.
Yeah. Sonya got the kiss of death. There's two kisses of death in the game. No spoilers. Megan Fox is Natara, voice acting wise.
How was the voice acting?
For her?
Yeah.
Me.
Ah!
I ain't gonna jump on it like everybody else. Nah.
Oh, they fired her? Damn.
But part of it was the script that she was given. Her lines was just.
Did they
terrible.
Do a face scan or they just took the.
It looks like her.
Okay.
It does look like her. It's better than Ronda Rousey. You know, Ronda Rousey was Sonya in the last game. At least they got somebody with acting experience and not just a fucking
failed
combat sports, whatever.
I didn't even know that. Ronda Rousey
was Sonya last game.
Wow.
Terrible voice. Game is an 8 out of 10. Go buy that shit. Team early. Comes out on Tuesday. It's worth it. Y'all niggas want to play me? You know where to find me.
So... what you're saying is you're handing out.
I'm handing them out.
You're handing them
out. I had them out in Dragon Ball FighterZ. I didn't buy Street Fighter. Fuck Street Fighter. I'm handing them out on everything but Street Fighter. Niggas want to get back on the Dragon Ball, I'll hand those out as well.
Now,
system don't matter. I have them all.
I have to start some shit with you.
PC too.
Because we both know somebody who says they kind of nice with the FighterZ, bro.
We do.
We know somebody who said he kind of like.
That's what they say.
What the
but you know what? You know what?
When the lights come on. When the lights is brightest.
I see you, nigga.
Oh, shit. We got to see it. And we got to make content out of it. You
say his name. Say his name.
Say his name?
Say his name.
He knows his name.
He knows his name.
He knows his
I'm
name.
I'm here.
I'm going to clip this up and I'm going to send it to him. That's what I'm going to do.
Do it. I'm here.
And I was going to say, hey, matter of fact, here's your warning right now. Today's episode title is Come Outside.
Because we out here.
And B-Mac said come outside. So.
I got all the systems.
He got all the systems. Come outside.
PC too.
And he has extra controllers. Come outside. Unless he broke one of them. He ain't bring none of them.
No.
He did? Okay. That's what I was saying. I heard you say previously you broke one of them. Like, damn.
Don't have kids.
PS5 controllers are expensive. All right. Last thing, Tillmask.
Talk to me.
All right. Pokemon Tillmask. First off, it's a DLC, so everybody knows how DLCs get down, right? They're going to give you a bunch of shit. So, off rip, when you get the Tillmask, they give you outfits, all that other shit, if you're into that. You get a few, you get, what gen was, trying to figure out what gen to tell you it was, because it wasn't necessarily first gen. It was like second gen, because second gen was like Centric and shit, right?
Centric
Fury and all that shit.
Yeah.
But it do, you know, Centric, Spirits, Victory Bell, Weeping Bell, Graveler. It got 100 new Pokemon. It's kind of random which ones they picked. I'm always, like, curious as to how they go about picking Pokemon to add to games and what they put on there. But it's 100 more Pokemon. The Legendary is very easy to catch. The story mode probably lasts, like, let's say like 3-4 hours. If that, you probably spank the story mode in like two sittings if you really want to. The new legendary Pokemon, I did catch Ogrepan, the one that's on the cover. You know, it's an ogre with like a mask covering its face, and depending on which mask it put on, it changes its typing from a rock typing, water typing, fire typing. And between those three types, they all have different abilities. Like, one has sturdy, the other one has water observe, and the other one has, the fire one has, I think it's probably attack. It boosts the attack. They updated home, especially for that. You get so many new Pokemon that we could just transfer over. But the bad thing I will say about it, people is always going to gripe with the graphics or what have you. I'm like, bro, it's Pokemon. I don't know what to expect.
Some of the most untalented niggas in the world. It's always going to be like that.
It's Pokemon,
bro. Or that, maybe they're talented. They just don't give a fuck because all you niggas going to buy the shit anyway.
It's Pokemon. You can't expect fucking Legend of Zelda out of Pokemon. It's Pokemon. But I always give them a pass for that because, like I said, it's our fucking childhood coming back to life. And it's three-dimensional. What do you expect? Or what do you want? I give it a... Give about a 7.5, the new DLC, because after the story mode, you still have the Pokemon that you could catch and you're able to catch, but after that, you got a couple raid dens, then once you catch all the Pokemon that you like or fuck with, they want you to complete the Pokedex. I'm usually against that because...
I've never completed a Pokedex, and I never will.
Because, one, I don't like all these niggas. Nope. And, two, I'm never going to use all these niggas.
And I'm not a collector.
And they just... Three, they take up a whole lot of space for no reason. So, but they do have an event where, like, you got to capture 150 Pokemon and then go see a shawty. And then she takes you to go battle a new legendary Pokemon, which is the Blood Moon Ursaluna. And then after that fight, she gives you like a Hisuian Growlithe, which is the Growlithe that's firing the rock. Yeah. But, that's pretty much the DLC. The second part of it, I think it comes two part in one. Like, you buy one, you get both. Second part comes out in winter. That'll be more like the battle type shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, for the people who are wondering, like, because we've had the regular game for, like, 2 years now, and you wonder if your fucking bodybuilding-ass level 100 Pokemon are going to be used here. Not really. It's going to be super easy for you if you already have strong-ass Pokemon. The Pokemon that are going to pop up in the story are going to be around level 70, 75, even with, like, the Titan form jumps, but it's not like a Terror Raid, but it is. The Titan form jumps, that's when you break out to level 100s because they might whoop your ass. They have a lot of HP. But, that's still mess. I'm with it. Still playing it. Still got a lot more Pokemon to catch. Although, I don't want to. I have to because I want to get more shit. Yeah. So, anything else?
Nah. This episode? Nah, that's about it.
All right.
Challenges out there.
Yeah, I guess fucking we gotta take a week off of One Piece next week because it's gonna be the big banquet if the fucking fight's over. We're gonna do a banquet for like 3 episodes and probably do some filler shit after that. Then we move on to what? The Reverie Arc?
Yep, we're gonna get Egghead Island.
First, then Reverie?
Nah, the Reverie. It's gonna happen during Egghead. All of a sudden, we're gonna get. It's like 5 things that happen concurrently, like with Egghead.
Oh, okay.
So immediately when Luffy, Law, and Kid go their separate ways, they go to 3 separate places. Kid goes to Elbaf. Law goes to. He didn't make it anywhere. We'll get to that in a second. Luffy goes to, of course, Vegapunk's Island, Egghead Island.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get Black Law runs into Blackbeard. We get Law, the Heart Pirates, versus Blackbeard and his crew. And we get Shanks versus Kid. We get Luffy and what the fuck he's doing Egghead Island.
Yeah.
Then we also get the cover story with Germa Six Double Six going to Whole Cake Island rescuing Caesar Clown. We get Garp going to Pirate Island, Blackbeard's Island to rescue Kobe. Nope, gotta rewind. Before that, we got Kobe got captured by Blackbeard because Blackbeard attacked Amazon Lily to So he could steal Bull Hancock's Devil Fruit. Kobe showed up there.
He actually did that.
Yep. So you know the seven the warlords. They you know, they ended the warlord system. The warlords are now fugitives, criminals. Yeah. Kobe and the Marines showed up to arrest Hancock. Mm-hmm. Blackbeard showed up to kill her and take her Devil Fruit. Yeah, the fight got stopped. I'm not gonna say how, but Blackbeard didn't. He took Kobe as a prisoner. So Garp went to Pirate Island to go rescue Kobe, and Garp attacked the Blackbeard pirates, Garp and his crew. Not gonna say what happened.
Yep. That's gonna be lit. Then Garp get back to him. Let's go.
Yep. All of that shit happens at the same time. I think I'm missing something, but oh yeah, and then the rivalry. And then so in the middle of all of that, we get Sabo, what happened to him after he left the rivalry. A newspaper came out, said Sabo had killed Cobra, King Cobra. VV's father. Mm-hmm. And we don't know what happened. So then Sabo finally shows up back to Dragon at the, what's their place called? Kamobaka Queendom, where the revolutionaries are. And he tells what happened at the revelry. And some shit happened at the revelry. Really important. Crazy shit. And all of that shit happens at the same time. So we got a lot of shit. Like, we didn't even need Wano to take that long because we got all of this shit to go that happens. That's what I meant. The nigga older, he does the shit wonderful. All of this shit happened at the same time. You know, the anime can only show one thing at a time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're going to get it's a lot coming
up. But that's
up.
How, like, daytime TV does it. And TV, like, do, like, four storylines at the same time. And every episode, we're doing all four at the same time and just switch back in between them. Like Walking Dead when they split up and shit.
Yeah.
Niggas get fucked up over here. We over here with it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
As long as we get Kid versus Shanks out the way. Mm-hmm. That's the shortest thing that happened. Out of all of those stories, that's the shortest thing. You can imagine why.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's One Piece.
All right, everyone.
I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you for joining us on a new episode of The Nerds Who Rock Jays. I was your host, Elkid God Didi Mogul. I've been here with the man checking the stats, seeing if his team is losing or winning.
He knew what I was doing.
They're losing.
They're always losing, but I can, give you something. Wait. We're loading up. We're losing by 8.
Losing by 8.
17-9. We got the ball. We're moving. We're midfield.
God damn. All right.
Drake London got a touchdown.
Shouts to Drake. Shouts to Drake London. Tell us when you love him, gang.